Hey, what's up? Welcome to this sacred conversation. If you can indeed see me. If we're just meeting for the first time, I am Abiola Abrams, creatrix of the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle Deck, and I am scheduled right this minute to be teaching you an ancestral altar making class and bringing on Guru Sandra Ann Taylor. But we want to make sure you can see this because apparently Hay House and not Hay House's fault. Facebook and Instagram have been having outages all day. Yes, we are in our own personal retrograde. So let me know in the comments if you can indeed see this. If you are seeing this, let me know. Just give me a hey and a hello. And if you are not, if we can't do it now, it's okay. No worries. We're going to do it in an hour or so, but we will make sure that we bring this exciting content to you sometime today. Are we seeing anything? Hello, Goddess Sharon. Hello, Manuel. Okay, so you guys are seeing me live. That's great. Will someone let us know, did you come to the Hay House Facebook page directly? Or was it on your feed? So just write page or feed because it's helpful for us to know whether we should continue now or delay. Did you have to come to the Hay House page or did it show up, pop up in your feed? Page or feed, and that'll help Hay House know how to continue. Okay, so I'm going to come over to the private chat. Give me a second. Let's see what Hay House is wanting to do. Okay, so Hay House, let me know. Proceed. Or abandon ship. Okay, Goddess Sabrina says we're working on Instagram. Yay. Goddess Riley, okay, we're working. Goddess Felicia, yay! Okay, so apparently all of your magical, good, manifesting energy, Goddess Marnie, Goddess Kimberly, Goddess Divine, Goddess Felicia, woke up the Facebook gods. And here we are. Okay, so let's get going. So hello again. Welcome to this broadcast. I'm Abiola Abrams, and this is the Secrets of the Ancestors Virtual Retreat and Festival, a six-week free extravaganza celebrating the birth of my new deck, which is the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle. Just show you the box. And so you're gonna have free classes with me. We're gonna have also all sorts of luminaries. Like today, Sandra Ann Taylor is going to be here. She is the creator of the Priestess of Light Oracle deck. I actually have two copies of this deck. So she's going to be here today. And so you don't want to miss any of this. If you tried to log in yesterday to the secretsoftheancestors.com and got an error message, that is now fixed. Like I said, there's some kind of retrograde thing going on, but that's okay. We're flowing with it. The link is fixed so that you can get all of the replays, because like yesterday's chakra reading spread class with Crystal, Goddess Crystal, you do not want to miss that. So be sure to go to secretsoftheancestors.com. Someone put that in the comments for me, and you can link there to be able to sign into this festival, get all the replays, get all the magical, beautiful stuff that is going to be there for you today. So let me know if you have ever created an altar in the comments just by typing altar. If you have, and you can type not yet if you have not, because we're not going to say no, you never have. We're going to say not yet. You haven't done it yet. So have you ever created an altar? Let me know. I'm sipping water from this lovely chalice. Okay. Looks like we have some altar creators. Goddess Carolyn, Goddess Selena, Goddess Kimberly. Okay. All right. Okay. Wonderful. This will just help me know how to direct. Okay. Many altars, says Goddess Stephanie. Okay. All right. Okay. Good. Okay, it looks like we are in a circle of altar creators, which is wonderful. And I see many of my Manifest Your Magic Moon Circle goddesses here as well, which is also great because the way that the moons worked out this month, we are missing 2 weeks. We don't come back until next week because of the timing of the moon, which is unacceptable because this is too long for me to be away from you. So we're probably going to have a flash class or pop up or something. Okay, altar. Okay, yes, and could use guidance. Thank you, Goddess Trinity, for letting me know that. Okay, all right. And Goddess Marlene is here, who is one of my Priestess of Power Retreat alums. Hello, Goddess Marlene. Okay, all right, excellent. So the altar that we are going to be doing today, I'm going to be sharing with you what to do, do's and don'ts, etc., is going to be based on, it's going to be doing an ancestral altar, primarily based on Yoruba culture, but there are echoes throughout many different societies. If you look at Hindu altar making, if you look at the altar making of the Taino people, if you look at the altar making of people throughout the continent of Africa, it is, you'll see, you know, throughout, you know, Wiccan and pagan traditions, even Catholic altar making, it is all pretty much, a lot of it is the same. And the reason is because there are universal truths when it comes to creating altars. So an altar at its most basic core is a consecrated area of energy where you are building in a, creating a ritual around your relationship with the divine. And the difference between altars and shrines is that an altar is generally a working space. Altar means to lift up high, right? So it's an elevated space, an elevated energy, an elevated consecrated energy of your sacred relationship with the divine. And an ancestral altar is specifically around ancestral veneration. And so you could make an ancestral altar dedicated to a specific family member, toward a cultural experience. It could be any number of different ways. So we're gonna get into that in a little bit. And I want to share with you that if you have this book, my last book, African Goddess Initiation, there is a very full experience of making a goddess altar and also making an ancestral altar. And that's on page 57 and 58, your rebirth ritual, ancestral altar. Okay. So as we touched on yesterday, as a matter of fact, I feel like we need to just shake off some of the funky energy in coming into this circle. So let's just right now, let's just focus and just bring our energy just together. Okay. Let's hold hands energetically. I'm holding hands with you wherever you are. I see my peeps from Canada. I see my peeps from the Southern United States. I see my peeps from the West Coast. I see some folks from the UK. Let's just hold hands energetically around this sacred circle and just breathe in connection. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Our wonderful ancestors, we call on you today. We come to you as your children, as your daughters, as your sons, as your children here with open hearts, open arms, open ashe. And we are open to the possibilities and we ask you for increased safety, guidance, love, and just knowing that we are your humble daughters, your humble children, and we are excited about this journey with you. We humbly say thank you. We are so grateful for the sacrifices that you have made. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you ever do not know how to pray or what to say, or thank you is the most full, complete prayer that you can do. Type into the comments, thank you. We give thanks. We are just so grateful at this very moment for, you know, we're flustered that the internet is having trouble, but the internet is a miracle. This is a freaking miracle. The fact that we can be here with, someone said they're in South Africa, that you can, I can be in New York City, you can be in South Africa, and we're here having this miraculous, you know, transmittal across the airwaves. This is amazing. This is a miracle. Thank you. We're grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So we can have cultural ancestors that we are not genetically related to, that no one in our family maybe has ever met, who may be related to a culture that we come from, or a culture where we live on their land, or a culture where we are wanting to honor and appreciate what they give forth. And so this, of course, is a great excuse for me to share some of the things that my daughter made recently in school that you could put on an ancestral altar, because now it's Women's History Month. We just came out of Black History Month, and in her school, it was so awesome. Unexpectedly, they made all of this really cool stuff for Black History Month. So they did this. My daughter, she's 2 years old. So they did these things and then allowed them to glue on things and guided them and help them and stuff like that. So this is her Dr. Martin Luther King that they made. She made this traffic light because a Black man invented the traffic light. It's ripped, but you know, like in essence, you could put these things on if you were going to make a cultural ancestral altar. She made this to represent Madam C.J. Walker, who was a hair genius and the first Black woman billionaire in the United States. So these are some of the things that she made. Ruby Bridges, who was a child who integrated the schools down south. These are some of the things that she made that you could indeed put on an ancestral altar. And I'm sharing that with you because oftentimes in our sacred practices, we assume that we can't bring our full selves and our full lives and our full joy. And when you're making an altar to your ancestors, for example, you could be the staunchest raw vegan in the world, you know, who doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, whatever, you know, that's me. But if I was, and I'm not a raw vegan, but if I was making an altar, say specifically for my beautiful Aunt Sylvie, for example, whose name was Ruby, who my daughter is named after. And Aunt Sylvie, you know, she just has, I just had to stop because I realized I was going to say was, and I don't even think of her as was, like her energy is very much is, you know, she was a party girl. Like her energy was very much, she loved to dance. She loved to have fun. She was a beautiful, loving, incredible human being. Just a beautiful soul. And so if I was making an altar to her and I knew, you know, that she liked rum, I could put a glass of rum, you know, on the altar in tribute to her. The altar is not, an ancestral altar is not about you. An ancestral altar is about your ancestors. So if they like to smoke, if they like to smoke tobacco or something else, you could put that on the altar for them. It's about them. Again, it's not about you. And it is a loving tribute way, tributizing way to pay homage to those who came before. And as I shared yesterday, you know, if folks would make you feel like, oh my God, this is like weird that you're doing this or that you would be doing that, you know, simply show them the dollar bill of any country and any culture that has on it, most likely people who are no longer here, or coins that have folks that are no longer here, or street signs or statues or any of that. Those are altar spaces. An altar does not need to be a table. You can make an altar on Pinterest. You can make an altar in any number of spaces. And so a dollar bill is an altar. It literally says on it, "In God we trust," and has all sorts of sacred geometry and that sort of thing that is on it. So if anyone says, "Oh, well, that's weird that you would do that," show them a dollar bill. Okay. Let me see. Yes. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Goddess Ile says, "I feed my Egun what they ate and eat with them." Beautiful. Okay, so we're going to get to that in a second. Wonderful. All right, so you always want to begin the very easiest way to begin, if you are making a specific altar and don't know how to begin, is looking at the five elements. So looking at earth, air, fire, and water, and the energy of Ashay, prana, chi, life force energy, Ori energy, you know, the energy of the life force of what is running through your veins, the energy running through our bodies. Okay. So you always want to begin with those, and you can indeed use your oracle cards as a part of your altar making. So I'm going to pull for us right now from the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle deck. If you haven't pre-ordered, get your deck so that on March 12th, Hay House or Amazon or Barnes & Noble will ship them to you immediately, okay? All right, but I'm gonna pull now. Let's see which ancestor comes forward. If you didn't see yesterday's broadcast, like I said, sign in at secretsoftheancestors.com so that, because I don't wanna repeat things for people who were here, but there are a number of different ways that you can use this deck for your ancestral practices. So I would love for you to check that out and look that up, okay? So we're gonna get into earth, air, fire, and water, the kinds of things that you could use for each of these elements in your altars. And I'm gonna make the altar right here. Make it right here so that we can all see it and enjoy it and be a part of it. All right. So let's first see who is coming forward for us as a circle. Okay. All right. So let's see what ancestors are coming forward and wanting us to connect with them. Okay. And I'm hearing a question of someone saying, you know, is it okay if I can use this deck? And the answer is yes. Okay. So this is very interesting. These are the same ancestors that came forward for us yesterday. So I'm going to show them to you. And then, and this is a different deck. This is not the same deck that I even used yesterday. It is a totally different deck because I wanted to use the one that I had blessed already and been working with. And the same ancestors came forward, mostly water ancestors, mother of water, who represents emotional self-care, and the creature of water, representing creative expression. If you were here on yesterday's broadcast, you recognize same exact ancestors who came forward for us yesterday. And then also the mother of earth. I posted her yesterday. She didn't come forward in the reading. I posted her afterward on Instagram and Facebook, representing fertile ground. So I, in all due respect to these lovely ancestors, I will put them here, but let me see who else comes forward for us to heighten our experience. As Colette Barrow-Reed likes to say, you can't make this stuff up. You just cannot. You just can't. You can't make this stuff up. All right. So let's see who else is coming forward in addition to these ancestors.